Welcome to Bicycle Retail Radio, the bicycle industry podcast that brings retailers, vendors, advocates, and thought leaders to the mic for honest discussions about the latest issues facing retailers while taking an in-depth look at the person within the profession.
Registration is officially open, and we want you to join us for the second annual NBDA Retailer Summit, May 22nd and 23rd in Bentonville, Arkansas. Our 2024 program features two dynamic days of presentations, panel discussions, and breakout sessions aimed to unite retailers and suppliers in conversation. Tickets include an event gift bag, tailored educational events, networking cocktail event and select meals, early access to the Bentonville Bike Fest, not to mention ample riding time on world-class trails. You won't want to miss it, so don't. Get registered today at nbda.com.
Welcome to the Friday Flex version of Bicycle Retail Radio, produced by the National Bicycle Dealers Association. The Friday Flex is a weekly pointed digest of inspirational and actionable insights you can implement today to take your business to the next level. This is NBDA President Heather Meeson. Specialty bicycle retailers are the heart of the cycling industry. And since 1946, the NBDA has existed to strengthen these businesses through education, research, communication, and advocacy. The NBDA is a nonprofit supported by the membership of participating retailers and industry partners. If you're not already a member, you can learn more and join online at nbda.com. All right, welcome to the Flex. Today we are talking about rider experience. In the ever-evolving landscape of retail, particularly within the bicycle industry, the concept of customer experience has emerged as a pivotal factor in driving loyalty and fostering repeat business. Beyond simply selling products, you, my bicycle retailer friends, must curate an immersive and memorable journey for riders, one that extends far beyond the moment of purchase. So today we're going to talk about why prioritizing the rider experience is so important and how you can harness its power to cultivate enduring customer relationships. This topic came to me from a recent in-person P2 meeting. It's super important, so listen up. First and foremost, the bicycle is not just a means of transportation. It's a symbol of freedom, adventure, and well-being. So recognizing this, you must understand that purchasing a bike is an emotional decision for many riders. Thus, we must create an environment that resonates with the spirit of cycling, a space where everyone can feel understood, supported, and inspired. And this begins with your staff, knowledgeable staff who are passionate about cycling and can offer personalized recommendation based on individual needs. Whether it's selecting the perfect bike, finding the right accessories, or receiving expert advice on maintenance and repairs, your customers, riders, will value the expertise and the genuine enthusiasm that comes from your staff. Now let's talk about the physical layout and ambience of your retail space and how important that is in shaping the overall experience. A well-merchandised store that showcases a diverse range of bicycles and accessories incorporates interactive displays and fosters a sense of community through displaying events and workshops can transform the act of shopping into an enjoyable and memorable activity. We want people who visit your store to talk about your store. By creating a welcoming atmosphere where riders can connect with like-minded individuals, retailers can elevate the overall customer experience and cultivate a sense of belonging. It's their place. Your store is their place. It's their cycling community. Now, also let's touch on the rider experience and how that extends beyond your store, beyond your actual brick and mortar store. We have to be cognizant of today's digital age. So it's important that you also prioritize your online presence and omni-channel reach. From user-friendly websites and seamless e-com platforms to that engaging social media content we're always talking about, we want every touch point reflective of your commitment to excellence and customer satisfaction, removing all barriers for people to interact with you, encouraging your customers to feel part of something more than just a transaction. So let's dive into that a little bit more. Post-purchase engagement is so important in fostering loyalty and driving repeat business. So this means you're going to stay connected with customers through personalized communication, through offering of ongoing support and resources, developing their rider journey, asking for feedback so you can improve. I'm asking you to demonstrate a genuine interest in your customer's cycling journey and be thoughtful that you want to provide value beyond the initial transaction. You want to establish yourself and your staff as trusted advisors and indispensable partners in your rider's pursuit of cycling excellence. I truly believe that success hinges on your ability to prioritize the rider experience at every stage of the customer journey. I'm asking you to create a holistic and immersive environment that caters to the needs and aspirations of every cyclist who comes up through your door. And by doing this, you can differentiate yourselves in this competitive market. You can cultivate lasting customer relationships that will ultimately generate this loyalty and repeat business that we're talking about. It's important to remember that this is not just a single transactional exchange. You are part of a journey, and I'm asking you to leave a lasting impression on the riders and their families that come through your door. All right, let's get after this. You got it. The MBDA, we extend our thanks to our membership base. Thanks for your membership. If you're not already a member, we need you. Your membership supports our organization. It supports the industry at large. Learn more, join online at nbda.com. While you're on the website, look at that calendar of events. Sign up for our free newsletter. If you want to get even closer to what we're doing, come visit us in Bentonville in May at the NBDA Retailer Summit. It's a fantastic way to network with other retailers and mingle with the who's who in the industry. If you'd like to support the show, don't forget, share, leave a review, and we appreciate your support. Thanks for listening. Go get after it today. Go be great.
Thank you for listening to Bicycle Retail Radio. This podcast is designed specifically for the bicycle industry, dedicated to strengthening our retailers and cycling community. If it is your first episode, we urge you to take the time and listen to our past episodes.